Hey everybody, Jeff Thompson, Friendly Philly, Minnesota, and Lori Thompson.
Hi.
We're down here in Texas, just posted over on the Blind Abilities channel, just thought I'd throw something up on here to all the folks scattered across the universe, innerverse, outerverse, whatever verse it is, right, honey?
Lost in space, yes.
Mm-hmm. Austin what?
Lost in space.
Lost in space. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yep, we're down here in Fredericksburg, having a good time. And it's back home. It's about 8 degrees down here. It's in the 60s, hitting the 70s and stuff. A little bit of humidity.
I'm melting.
But we'll take it. Yeah, Lori's melting. That could be from my good looks, though.
Oh, yeah.
It probably. Probably not.
22 degrees to 77 degrees.
Yeah.
My body's in shock.
50 degrees shift.
My body's in shock.
Purposely turns on the air conditioner, brings it back down to about 44 or something like that, and I shiver, and she's just fine. So, anyways,
Logie's good stuff. Logie's just wiped out because he's so hot, aren't you?
Yep, Logan's down here, and he's good. Steered right into a dog store that sells all sorts of dog garments and trinkets and
balls
and bones. Toys and bones and everything like that. And we're going down the sidewalk and just all of a sudden, whoosh, in he went. Just Lori's dragging behind, dragging, just boink, boink, boink. He was all over it. It was just kind of funny. It's just kind of, no interest in any store. And all of a sudden, whoosh.
Hey, let's go in here.
Where's Lori? Yeah, so it's good times down here. Hope you all are having a good time across the, I already did that, the Unisphere.
Unisphere,
I think it's called. The Internetosphere, something like that. Internetosphere of things.
There you go.
But anyways, Luckenbach, Texas today.
Yep.
Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas. Waylon and Willie and the boys. Jeffrey and Lori. Yeah, something like that. Coffee's good here. We bought our little creamer and put it in the little fridge in the Motel 6. And you know what? They left the light on for us.
You betcha.
Yep. It's a nice place. Got a nice...
a really good singer yesterday.
What?
We seen that singer yesterday.
Yep. Yule Jackson. Doesn't even have his own CD out yet, but he's working on it.
And he was really good.
I went up and gave him a $5 tip. Yeah, he could probably do Johnny Cash, all the low stuff, you know. I hear the trainer, you know, that type of stuff.
Really good.
He's got that low voice and stuff, and he had a thick sound on his microphone and amp and stuff, just sitting there with his guitar playing away. So it was good. I gave him a $5 tip and asked him some questions, gave me his card, so I'm going to look him up on the internet, see what's happening with his stuff, follow him. Cause he
went
was,
into that spicy place, got to taste a bunch of different stuff. That was fun.
Yeah, they had all different types of spices. Hot sauces, salsas, jellies and jams, preservatives.
Peach, pecan, jam, which is delish. I bought some of that. Pumpkin, butter. Oh, it's good.
Yeah, lots of good stuff down here in the Texas.
And Jeff got me tasting some hot, spicy stuff that I couldn't swallow.
Yeah, you just kind of move along these different areas of the rooms. They have about 6 different rooms, and you just kind of go along, and they have a little bowl with a tong in there, and you just kind of grab some chips and put them in your hand. Then you there's jars with a spoon in it, and you put a little bit on it. So it's kind of a mystery thing. It's kind of fun.
I mean, they're labeled, but for us, we were like, it was Russian roulette.
Yeah, they didn't have Braille. And nothing Braille. Like that. Or it wasn't audio described unless Braille. We got my folks. My folks come down here every summer. Well,
every
there's
winter.
Our.
Winter.
It feels like summer. It's hard to call this winter, isn't it?
Yes.
So they would tell us what it was and stuff like that. Well, we got broken apart from the other group and we're trying this chili. And we got over by this other wall and it's just, I don't know, let's just chance it. So I got a cracker, and I put some stuff on it, handed it to Lori, and I was ready to grab another cracker for myself, and all of a sudden, she's over there going,
And I don't mind hot stuff, but that was like 5 alarm.
Yeah, there was smoke coming out of her
Holy
ears.
Mackerel.
So I rushed her over back to the apple jelly or the apple butter stuff.
Yeah.
Simple stuff. I think I got you pumpkin butter again.
Yeah.
And we got some couple crackers of that to cool her down. But, yeah, I didn't get to try it.
Yeah, right. You chose not to.
So it was good stuff. It was actually fun. It was,
I,
you know,
one for the team.
Yeah. So we got two chili things and two jars of other stuff. But, you know, if you wouldn't be able to taste it, you would just walk and go, oh, you know, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
But you get to frolic around and, you know, everyone's
really
like, oh,
a great concept.
Like you read this one, it's a jalapeno, what was that one that was such a mystery? Raspberry?
Jalapeno bacon, was that the one that tastes like
Jalapeno
really
bacon
good.
Jelly something or something.
Yeah, it was really good.
And you just hear the name and you go, no thanks.
It tasted just like a really good barbecue sauce with that smoke.
I wouldn't have a
taste.
Lot of it, but I could imagine putting it on like a grilled chicken.
Oh,
just
for
a
sure.
little bit
yeah.
of on
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Then I
or
tried some.
Or
oh, what was that other stuff? It's like a mustard. It's a horseradish.
Oh, yeah.
It was apple horseradish, but it was dominant apple.
Oh, was it?
But it had a hint of the horseradish bite to it.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, I don't do horseradish.
It was good.
I had a dill salsa, which was wow. And I had a...
Then they had jalapeno bread and butter pickles.
Mango
and I'm a bread
salsa,
and butter pickle, but I didn't want to try the jalapeno bread and butter because...
Yeah, they did.
They had some...
I had a habanero something, too, and it was really good. It wasn't too bad.
They wouldn't even let you use your cell phone in case a spark went off and the whole place would go up. That's how hot some of that stuff was.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
But we've got the card now, so when we want to order something, we can order it on the web and they'll ship it to us.
Not the same effect, though.
Right.
When you get the test taste and go through there. And,
well, we'll just have to get that picture.
It's like an appetizer before a lunch or something. You go in there and you can...
Get your crackers and your little...
It's just kind of tasty.
It's
just interesting because you would never try that many different things that fast, you know?
And they had the chili for taste testing, too, and it was really good.
Guys, it was hotter than a lingerie party, I tell you.
Oh, jeez.
Not that I've been to one.
So
that's about it. I'm resuming recording, and I just got a phone call. Lost the last one, so we were kind of disappointed we'd have to redo this whole thing for the 15th time. Just kidding. Anyways, we're going to head out for breakfast. Running late today, but I think we wore our parents out because we were just frolicking about yesterday, and we got to some good music from that Yule Jackson. We wanted to sit down, and the sunshine. Oh, it's too loud. Oh, it's... And I said, you know what? There comes a time where you got to put up with the loudness. You got to put up with a little bit of heat. And we're going to sit down. And so I sat down. We sat down and listened to him sing a few songs.
Nice drink.
Lori had a nice drink for breakfast.
Yeah, Captain and Coke.
Yeah, so I purposely went with something straight up and American and wholesome. So my parents thought, wow, she's got a problem, not Jeffrey. So I had something I never ordered in my life, a Diet Pepsi. I just had a Diet Pepsi. They didn't have Coke. I thought Texas was Coke.
I know, I did too.
What's going on here? Well, that's how the little town in Fredericksburg was for us. It was a good time. We frolicked about and stuff, and we're about to go do it again. We're going in. All right, you guys, y'all have a good day, and until next time, bye-bye.